Judy Canova was an American comedian, actress, singer, and radio personality known for her endearing country bumpkin persona. Born Juliet Canova on November 20, 1913, in Stark, Florida, she began her show business career with her family in a vaudeville routine known as the Three Georgia Crackers. Her character was often portrayed as a wide-eyed, likable country girl, sometimes barefoot and with her hair in braids, topped with a straw hat. She was sometimes introduced as the Ozark Nightingale or the Jenny Lind of the Ozarks due to her singing talents. Judy's comic persona was that of a good-natured, horse-faced, broadly grinning hillbilly. Her lack of education and etiquette was transcended by her boisterous good spirits, an apparent absence of pretense, and a naive humor that resonated with all the audiences. Canova's fame began when bandleader Rudy Valley offered her a guest spot on his radio show, which led to her Broadway debut and eventually a film career. She starred in several musical comedies, playing country women who typically blundered into trouble, in titles such as Scatterbrain, Sis Hopkins, and Joan of Ozark. Her radio program, The Judy Canova Show, was a popular series broadcast from 1943 to 1955, where she played herself in a mix of monologues, comedy skits, and musical performances. Judy Canova's character and performances left a lasting impression on American entertainment, particularly in the radio era. Her legacy continues to be celebrated by fans of classic American comedy radio. This is Heirloom Radio, a different kind of oldies program. I am your host, John Lovering, and you are going to have an opportunity to hear a Judy Canova show, and the show that I'm going to run for you is called Crescent City Gold Rush, which aired on October 12, 1946. This was the 77th episode of the show. Judy Canova played herself as a love-starved Ozark bumpkin who split her time between her home and Southern California. The show included a variety of cast members, such as Mel Blanc, and featured a mix of monologues, comedy skits, and musical performances. So without further ado, here is the Judy Canova Show from October 12, 1946, Crescent City Gold Rush. Thank you for listening.
From Hollywood, the Judy Canova Show, brought to you each week by the Colgate Palmolive Pea Company, makers of Palmolive soap and Halo shampoo. Palmolive soap, your beauty hope, and Halo shampoo to glorify your hair present the Judy Canova Show with Mel Blanc, Ruby Dandridge, Joe Kearns, Ruth Parrott, George Neese, the sportsman, Charles Danton, his orchestra, and starring Judy Canova.
Nothing could be finer than to be in Carolina in the morning. No one could be sweeter than my sweetie when I meet her in the morning. With the morning glories wind around the door, whispering pretty stories, I long to hear once more. Strolling with my girlie where the dew is pearly early in the morning. Butterflies all flutter up and kiss these little buttercup at dawning. If I had a Latin slam for only a day, I'd make a wish, and here's what I'd say. Nothing could be finer than to be in Carolina in the morning.
Strolling with my girlie where the dew was pearly early in the morning. Butterflies will flutter up and kiss each little buttercup at dawning.
If I had a Latin slam for only a day,
wishing here's what I'd say.
Nothing could be finer than to be in Carolina in the morning.
several weeks ago, Judy got all excited about the gold rush up near Crescent City, California, and was persuaded by a handsome real estate salesman to buy a piece of mining property sight unseen. As our scene opens, we find that Aunt Agatha is not too happy about it.
Judy, I can't understand your buying a piece of mining property from that handsome salesman without seeing it.
I didn't have to see it, Aunt Aggie. I saw the salesman. Why, he sure was pretty. He had eyes like Boyer, a voice like Crosby, and a face like Grant.
Cary Grant?
No, General Grant. His beard sure tickled, too.
Judy, I'm surprised at you falling for a handsome stranger. In Hollywood, handsome men are a dime a dozen.
Okay, I'll take a dollar's worth. $2. I'll even go $5. Tax-free.
But after all, Judy, when you met this man, what did you know about him?
Well, he was breathing. What else you gotta know?
Well, where did you meet him, Judy?
At the Palladium. I was standing in the stag line, and the orchestra was playing soft, sweet music.
How romantic. What were they playing?
Cement Mixer Putty Putty.
What impressed you about this man?
Well, I reckon it was when he asked me to dance. He had such a subtle approach and delicatessen manner.
Subtle approach?
Yeah, Aunt Aggie. He walked up to me, grabbed me around the neck, and said, "Come on, snake, let's crawl." Gosh, it was plumb romantical, I'm telling you.
Where did you go after the dance?
Well, we sat on a bench under the moon by the La Brea Tar Pits. Yes, sir, we talked about our kith and kin.
Your kith and kin?
Yeah, every time he'd say, "Can I kith you?" I'd say, "You can." And he did. It was then that he convinced me if I bought this mining property, I'd be worth $1 million. And you gotta admit, that's a good big round figure.
A big round figure?
Somebody talk about me. Oh, hello, Geranium. Say, you sound happy.
Oh, I am, Miss Judy. You know, my mother always used to tell me I'd grow up and spread sunshine.
And did you?
No, honey, I just grew up and spread.
Well, don't you worry, Geranium. Your boyfriend Pomeroy still loves you.
Yeah, but I wish he'd get a better job. You know, when we go on a date, he's always broke.
You mean you have to finance your own dates?
Yeah, Miss Judy, I finance them. But when Pomeroy takes me in his arms, he's the holding company.
Oh, you must be a good sport to finance your own dates, Geranium.
Yeah, honey. Pomeroy says I'm a grand baby.
What are you laughing at?
I was just thinking I look more like a baby grand.
Hey, Geranium, did you finish cleaning the living room yet?
I sure did, Miss Judy. But you know something? That new vacuum cleaner must be Navy surplus property.
Navy? What makes you think so?
It whistles on the corners and picks up everything in sight.
Oh, Judy, Benchley Boxford is here to see you.
Thanks, Aunt Aggie. Howdy, Benchley.
Hello, Judy. Oh, my, but you look wonderful. What a beautiful suntan you have there. Did you get it on the patio?
No, just on my back.
Judy, I came over to ask you for a date. How about it?
No, Benchley, I'm sorry.
I don't get it, Judy. If I ask you for a date, you repulse me. If I ask you for a kiss, you repulse me. Why do you always repulse me?
Well, I don't know. I guess I'm just naturally repulsive.
Don't try to kid me, Judy. You won't give me a date because you've fallen for that real estate agent who sold you the mining property. I saw you two going to the movies together.
Why, Benchley, I believe you're jealous.
You're darn right I'm jealous. I saw that guy take you into that movie and made me so mad I could have punched him in the nose.
Well, if you were that mad, why didn't you follow us into the theater?
I couldn't. I'd already seen the picture. Where did you go after you left the theater?
Oh, he took me out and we had a dish of ice cream and bananas.
Split?
No, I paid the whole check.
I thought so. And isn't it true that he drove you to the beach at Santa Monica?
Yeah, and it sure was romantical. I looked into his eyes and said, ain't the ocean wonderful? The stars, the blue Pacific, and the pounding surf. We all belong together.
So?
So he pushed me in. Oh, I'm only funning, Benchley. I ain't interested in that fella. There are other things to think about besides men. So they tell me.
Oh, Judy, I'm sorry I lost my temper.
That's all right, Benchley. You find it again.
Say, Judy.
Yeah, Benchley?
If I kissed you, would you scream for help?
If I did, would I get another helping? To tell you the truth, Benchley, I've always wanted some big, handsome fellow like you to take me in his arms and say...
Pardon me for talking in your face, Senorita.
Pedro, did you and your girlfriend have a good time last night?
Si, senorita. I brought my girl some candy. She has a sweet tooth.
She has?
Si. I wish she had some others to go with it.
Is your girl popular with the fellas?
Oh, she is very popular, senorita. I call her my soft drink girl.
Your soft drink girl?
She is interested in anything from 7-Up.
Say, tell me, Pedro, how is your girlfriend's father these days?
Oh, he don't feel so hot. He was out nightclubbing last night.
Oh, overindulgence, huh?
No, over in Glendale.
Didn't you tell me your girlfriend's father had been naturalized?
Gee, he has taken the cure 5 times. Last night he was drinking some home brew made out of barley hops, dandelions, molasses, and potato peelings. It is called Mexican 3.2.
3.2?
Gee, 3 drinks and you never come to.
Pedro, if I find gold on my property, you can help me work it. You could be a sourdough.
Sourdough? Not me, senorita.
Why not?
Well, these days, I can't keep my dough long enough for it to turn sour. Well, I will go now, senorita. Comila Morris.
More cornmeal to you, too, Pedro.
Judy, please be serious. Have you changed your mind about that date?
Oh, sure, Benchley. I was only kidding. How about tonight?
Tonight? Oh, gosh, I'll be tied up tonight.
Good. You might be more fun that way.
No, I mean my plans are already made, but I'd love to have you join me.
Okay, what'll we do?
Well, at 7 o'clock, we'll have a vegetarian dinner. At 8 o'clock, we'll go to the public library. At 9 o'clock, we'll attend a lecture on bird life, and at midnight...
Uh-huh.
At midnight, I'll take you home and kiss you in the vestibule.
Well, sounds like a swell evening, Benchley.
Okay, where'll we meet?
At midnight in the vestibule.
Halo, everybody, halo. Halo is the shampoo that glorifies your hair. So halo, everybody, halo.
Use Halo shampoo if you want naturally bright and beautiful hair. Remember, even finest soaps and soap shampoos hide the natural luster of your hair with dulling soap film. But Halo contains no soap, therefore cannot leave dulling soap film. The first time you use Halo, your hair glistens in all its natural brilliance. The natural color and luster shine through like sunshine through a clean windowpane. And remember, even in the hardest water, Halo makes oceans of rich, fragrant lather. Halo quickly carries away loose dandruff and grease, needs no lemon or vinegar rinse, because Halo leaves no dulling soap film. Nothing to hide your hair's natural beauty. Say hello to Halo and goodbye to dulling soap film. Use Halo on your children's hair, too. Get Halo shampoo at any cosmetic counter. Remember, Halo glorifies your hair.
So Halo, everybody, Halo. Halo shampoo, Halo.
Now back to Judy Canova singing her own unusual interpretation of After You've Gone.
After you've gone and left me sighing, after you've gone, there's no denying, you feel blue, you feel sad, you'll miss the dearest gal that you've ever had. Oh, there'll come a time when you regret it, there'll come a time, and don't forget it, someday when you grow lonely, your heart will break like mine and you won't be only. After you've gone, after you've gone away, after you've gone alone and left me sighing, after you've gone, there's no denying, you feel blue, you feel sad,
you're gonna miss the dearest, sweetest little girl that you'll have ever had.
There'll come a time when you regret it, there'll come a time, and don't forget it, someday when you grow lonely, your heart will break like mine and you want me only.
Well, Judy is still sure they'll find gold on her property near Crescent City. Aunt Aggie, however, is skeptically awaiting the assayer's report. Meantime, Judy is eagerly looking through an old family trunk for mementos of her great-aunt, Klondike Annie Canova, the famous lady prospector of the Yukon.
Judy, your great-aunt, Klondike Annie Canova, was a remarkable woman. Do you think you can equal her record?
Sure, Aunt Aggie, it's a matter of production. If my gold mine produces, I'll get married, settle down, have 14 kids, give them a good home, and be a good mother.
But, Judy, what if you don't get the production you anticipate?
Well, with 14 kids, I'll have a pretty good start.
Judy, I notice that handsome stranger hasn't been around since he sold you that mining property.
Of course not. He's away on a trip. I got a letter from him today. Look, he says, Judy, if you go up to see the property, be sure to take your car. It's very hard to find, and if you went by horseback, you'd have to ride for hours and hours on end. That sounds logical.
Will he be back soon?
Oh, I don't know, Aunt Aggie. It seems he had a gold mine of his own, and he sold all the stock. And after he sold all this gold mine stock, the government invited him to go on a trip.
Where did the government send him, Judy?
I don't know, but his letter is postmarked from a place called Leavenworth. Must be overseas somewhere. He asked me to send a carton of cigarettes. Say, Geranium.
Yes, Miss Judy.
If we go up to our gold mine, maybe you can get your boyfriend Pomeroy to help us work it.
Well, I'll ask him to help us work it, Miss Judy, but he don't always do what I ask him to.
Why, you told me Pomeroy was a model boyfriend.
Yeah, honey. But he ain't a working model.
Judy, I wish you'd stop rummaging through that old trunk. If you'd spend as much... Judy, look out! The top of the trunk is falling down! Judy! Quick, Geranium, get the smelling salt!
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, this is what comes from the greed for gold.
Gold! Gold! Klondike Annie! Dawson City! White Horse! Skagway!
And Coop! Kamanga.
Howdy, ma'am. Are you Klondike Annie?
That's me, stranger. What do you want here?
Well, I'm looking for a female of the opposite sex. I'm hungry to go out with a woman.
How about going out with me?
I said I was hungry. I ain't starving. I've been up in the hills a long time.
Don't you like me, stranger?
Well, on second thought, you don't look too bad.
You have been up in the hills a long time.
Yep, we just came down from Dawson City.
What are your whiskers doing down your back?
I fought a strong headwind. Been traveling with a bunch of Eskimos. Can't get nothing to eat but whale meat and blubber.
Well, if you can get any meat at all, you got nothing to blubber about.
Howdy, Klondike Annie.
Howdy, Skagway Sal.
Did last year's newspapers come in from the States yet?
Yep, I got them right here.
What's the news?
Oh, nothing much, except the president's fighting with one of the cabinet again.
Who is the president now?
That's what they're fighting about.
Howdy, Sal. How about a drink?
Nothing doing, you old buzzard. Last time we had a date, you stood me up.
I know. I thought you looked better on your feet. Hey, you're looking mighty pretty tonight. Ostrich and all. Your skin's as smooth as the top of a pool table.
I bet you say that to all the gals.
Nope, only to the ones that look like pool tables. Come on, Sal, have a drink.
You know I never drink.
Skagway Sal, what do you mean telling him you don't drink?
Annie, you've only seen me come out of a saloon once in my life.
Well, you had to come out sometime.
Costume, Annie. Here, put on this costume and dance for us. And put everything you got into it.
Everything I got in wouldn't begin to go into it.
Hey, stranger, what are you butting in for? I reckon I saw Annie first.
I reckon you didn't.
I reckon I ought to knock your head off.
I reckon you won't.
I reckon I will.
This is a wrecking crew if I ever saw it.
Quiet, Annie. I'll handle this low-down coyote.
Don't talk tough to me, stranger. I got an itchy finger, and my hand just naturally slips to my hip.
How come?
Oh, my hip's itchy, too.
Say, what's your real reason for coming here?
Annie, I come here to find out the location of your gold mine.
Can I trust you, Yukon?
Sure you can trust him, Annie. Look at the character on that face.
Yeah, but look at the face on that character.
Say, I didn't know you had a gold mine, gal. Where is it?
I'll tell you, when it comes to talking about my mine, I'm like a leaky inner tube.
What do you mean, gal?
Ain't no use trying to pump me.
I'll make you tell me where it is. I'll hug you and squeeze you and kiss you until you do.
Oh, no, not that. Please don't do that.
Mind your own business. He knows what he's doing.
Come here, gal. I'm gonna start squeezing.
Stop. Unhand that girl. You cur, sir.
Who in tarnation are you?
I am Reginald Trueheart, Troop 804.
Out! Hey, what are you grabbing my beard for?
He's with the Beaver Patrol.
Well, what you aiming to do, little beaver?
I am going to hit you. I have trained rigorously, and you have not. I have avoided harmful stimulants, and you have not. I have learned the art of fisticuffs, and you have not.
But I have a pair of brass knuckles, and you have not. This calls for drinks all around and a song from Skagway, Sal. Come on, Sal.
Why, Sal can't sing a note.
I can, too. Even when I was a little girl, I was on the stage.
Who was driving, Wells or Fargo? I'm warning you, Sal, don't sing.
I'm gonna sing and you can't stop me. Give me 5 minutes more. Give me 5 minutes.
Time sure does fly, don't it?
Klondike Annie, you shot Sal right in the cold blood. Come on, fellas, let's get her.
No, no, you can't do that. Help, 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 Aunt Aggie, Aunt Aggie.
What happened?
It's all right, Judy. The top of the trunk hits you and knocked you off.
Gosh, then my gold mine didn't pan out.
We don't know yet. We haven't heard from the assayer's office. Oh, I'll answer it. Oh, it's the mailman.
Howdy, folks. I got a letter for you.
Why are you so late today?
Had to stop and put out a fire in my mail bag.
A fire? What caused it?
A copy of the Police Gazette got too close to Forever Amber.
Judy, this letter's for you. It's from the assayer's office.
Gosh, maybe I'm rich. Open it quick. Let's read it.
Let's see now.
Ooh, it says, Dear Miss Canova. Golly, Aunt Aggie, I'm sunk.
Oh, it's not so bad, Judy. After all, it says although they found no gold on your property, they say it's a fine place to grow nuts.
Aunt Aggie, you read that wrong. They say it's a fine place to go nuts.
Remember, doctors prove Palmolive's beauty results. It's true, doctors prove Palmolive soap can bring 2 out of 3 women a more beautiful complexion in just 14 days. And this plan was tested on women with all types of skin.
Even women with dry skin,
oily skin,
rough skin,
women in their 50s,
even women whose skin wasn't clear.
Yes, 36 doctors, leading skin specialists, have proved the 14-day Palmolive plan improves all types of skin. Yes, brings fresher, brighter, younger-looking complexions. Start your 14-day Palmolive plan now. It's as simple as 1, 2, 3. Here's all you do. 1.
Wash your face with Palmolive soap.
2.
Then massage your face for 60 seconds with Palmolive's soft, lovely lather. You see, 1 full minute of this cleansing massage brings your skin Palmolive's full, beautifying effect.
3.
Then rinse. Do this just 3 times a day for 14 days.
And that's all. Remember, doctors prove this beauty plan with Palmolive soap brought 2 out of 3 of all women tested a more beautiful complexion in just 14 days, no matter what beauty care they used before. So get Palmolive soap. See what Palmolive can do for your complexion in only 14 days.
And for tub or shower, for loveliness all over, get the new big thrifty bath size Palmolive.
And now back to Judy Canova and the Sportsman singing, I Don't Know Why I Love You Like I Do.
I don't know why I love you like I do. I don't know why I just do. I don't know why you thrill me like you do. I don't know why you just do. You never seem to want my romancing. The only time you hold me is when we're dancing. I don't know why I love you like I do. I don't know why I just do.
Oh, I don't know why I love you like I do.
I don't know why I just do.
I don't know why.
quite what you do.
You never seem to want my romances.
The only time you hold me is
when we're dancing.
I don't know why
I love you like I do. I don't know why, but I do, honey.
I don't know why, but I do.
This is Vern Smith asking you to follow the 14-day Palmolive plan for a lovelier complexion, and be sure to use Halo shampoo to glorify your hair. Ladies, your butcher pays you 4 cents a pound for your used kitchen fat. Sell him a can this week for sure, and keep on saving fat until the shortage is over. Now, here's Judy.
Folks, it was awfully nice being with you tonight, and I hope we'll all be together again next Saturday night. In the meantime, please don't forget the two products that bring us together each week, Palmolive soap and Halo shampoo, the bestest in the world. This is Judy Canova from Hollywood singing,
go to sleepy little baby, go to sleepy little baby. When you wake, you'll patty, patty cake and ride a shiny little pony.
The Judy Canova Show is written by Fred Fox and Henry Hoople with John Ward and Hank Ladd, and is produced and directed by Joe Ryan.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.